This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
And Michael Harrison, along with Doug Steffen, with the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on. Every week we get together for an hour to talk about the charts, talk about the stories, the people that have made it, the big-time info from News Talk Radio. You can see the list at talkers.com or gooddayshow.com. Other than wishing you a happy new year, Mr. Harrison, and hoping that things will be good, bright, and lightful with you and your family for the year.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's get into the story list and the people of this show, and then we'll apart here and there.
It's a really power-packed week. A lot of stuff here. Spit it out, Harrison. Okay, here we go. Prince Harry's book, tied with California severe weather, is at number 10, tied there. At number 9, COVID XBB variant, tied with the abortion pill ruling. At number 8, the Russia-Ukraine war. At number 7, U.S.-Mexico border security. At number 6, the Idaho murders arrest and the Utah slayings. At number 5, the Damar Hamlin cardiac arrest story, football. The economy at 4, George Santos's case at 3. At number 2, the Trump GOP influence tied with his legal issues. And at number 1, turmoil over the House Speaker. And those are the stories, that House story is just incredibly interesting. At number 10 on the people list, Prince Harry. Vladimir Putin is 9. Brian Koberger, the killer there, at number 8. Damar Hamlin at 7. George Santos at 6. Jack Smith at 5. Joe Biden at 4. Matt Gaetz at 3. Can't believe the influence he's wielding. It's like, wow. Donald Trump at 2 and Kevin McCarthy at number 1. Biden is taking a back seat for the president. Number 4, ain't chopped liver, but people have not. I'm sure he's enjoying the fact that he's a little bit out of the spotlight, the Republicans.
He's not out of the spotlight because he's going to deal with the creation of the horror show that he and his administration have created on the border. So he feels apparently like he's going to Mexico anyway next week for some meetings with the Mexican president. So let's stop at the border and play like we are paying attention to what's going on or like we're really interested when, in fact, there's so much chaos there. I would think it would be dangerous for him to be there, frankly.
Do you think that he and his administration created the chaos at the border, or do you think that they have just exacerbated it, or do you think that they're just guilty by not having done enough to quell it?
Guilty by exacerbation. I'd take a little bit of 2 and a bit of 3. I think that he's not in charge of anything. I think he's a puppet. I think there are people behind him that motivate him to do one thing or the other, and that they finally realized it would seem that they have a God-blessed nightmare in their hands. And the people who are suffering are not, I'm not so concerned about the people that are coming across as the people in these towns, these small towns along the Texas border, the Arizona border, New Mexico border, California border, who are inundated by hundreds, if not thousands, 800,000 people came across the border since Thanksgiving. What are these towns going to do? What are these the people of Border Patrol? They can't do anything about it. There's so much push against it. The wall that was built by the private enterprise has been pushed over. And so it is complete chaos. Not only is it embarrassing, I mean, we're a mosaic here. If they would just figure out how to control it and do what they've always done, that is, at least until 40, 50 years ago, have people, encourage people to come who can contribute to our society, who are important for any number of industries and jobs, and have them go through and get to become citizens the right way. It is completely like stick it in your nose, boys and girls, the ones who they get in here and they don't have to do anything. They're just here and they just kind of melt into society, whereas there have been over the years, certainly since Ellis Island, people who have done it the right way. It's an up yours to the people who have done it the right way. It's an up yours to people like us who believe in law and order. It is. It's just, and the Democrats are completely 100% responsible for this.
Yeah, you okay, you answered you. You hit several of them out of the park on that one.
Yeah. All right. So let us go to number one, and Kevin McCarthy, who's lost what 11 votes as we do this program for House Speaker, Jennifer Horne, who is a part of the Good Day program and also does a morning program in Los Angeles on KRLA. She has said, and I thought it was very apt when you look at all of this, that Nancy Pelosi assumed and was given too much power. The Speaker of the House is not supposed to have as much power as she had. And so this is a way of getting a sort of back to a settled circumstance where the Speaker is humbled. The position, and apparently, I think sooner or later McCarthy will get in. Don't you?
I don't know.
Well,
who else is there? I don't know whether I think they should bring back Gingrich. That way he doesn't pop up on all these TV shows that he still does. Bring back Dana. Bring back Ryan.
Yeah.
Bring back, the guy that said all politics is local.
Tip O'Neill. He's a little kid.
I couldn't remember his name.
Yeah.
The guy that said all politics is local. No, I don't necessarily think it's a given that McCarthy will be in. Watch, but when we get off the air, they'll say, McCarthy got in on the 14th. And that'll be the end of that prediction. But no, I think what's happening is the more that he has to make concessions to become Speaker, the more apparent it is that he's not worthy of being Speaker.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's now a negative vicious cycle.
Right. Just to get somebody there to get the business going because they can't do anything until they have a speaker.
Right.
And so, I don't have any money. I have no use for this guy. I think he's a weakling. I think he's a loser, frankly.
No, he's a Trump guy. And what's happened is the Republicans have created a monster within their own midst. It goes back to what I've said for years now, is don't super serve the core too much where they become a malignant monster and eat you alive.
Yep.
And that's what they've done. And now McCarthy, who is a Trump supporter, is too far to the left for these guys' taste.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Think about that.
Right. And this fellow who's from Florida, first-time representative, like he's looking like a deer with the headlights in his eyes. He doesn't know even where he's just being used as a pawn, it would seem, by Boebert and some of the others, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Okay, let's really stir the pot. We want our way. Well, what is it, your way or the highway?
Is their way? There's no policies being talked about. It's only grievance. Grievance and revenge.
Trump. Yeah.
I think they should make Santos the speaker. George Santos.
Let's talk about him in a minute. Talk about a distortion. 15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen with the first one of the new year. And lots, as Michael said, lots of things are happening. Here's an announcement for those of you who have small businesses, mid-sized businesses. If you haven't yet taken advantage of the money that's available to you for all of your employees, if you stayed open during the pandemic, there is money set aside in the CARES Act to reward you and your company. So if you go to COVIDPayment.com and see what this whole thing is all about, see how it works, see how your company qualifies for you to get up to $26,000. Maybe you take it to keep the company rolling if you're in a business like mine where your clients are now paying you and takes 5 months to get paid for the work that you do. I would say this is something we could use to keep our businesses going if we're in the radio business. But maybe you're having a good year, and so you want to share that money with your employees. Give them $10,000 apiece. You keep the other half of it so that you're running your business, but That may be an incentive right there. There's all kinds of ways you can use it. It's up to you. No strings attached. You don't have to pay it back. It's there for the taking. So why not investigate? COVIDpayment.com. They do all the work, and they get paid a percentage of the funds that they get for your company. Try it. I think you'll like it, frankly. Any small business, no matter what it is, qualifies, even if you took PPP loans. So, five or more employees, get in line. Go to COVIDpayment.com to get the help you need and the money that you need to help your employees and to help your business keep going. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Your words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible.
Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
All right, so this business with George Santos, number three, this distortion, this lying, is there any way of putting polish around the rough edges of his resume? No. He inflated his credentials. He hoped nobody would notice. And at first it looked to me like the New York Times were doing another hatchet job. And then you look around and you see this undeniable proof. This guy is a lying SOB.
Yeah, well, you see, he hasn't embellished his credentials. He created them completely.
Right.
And it ties into McCarthy, who hasn't said a word because he doesn't want to lose the guy's vote.
Right.
Which shows you what an empty suit he is.
Yeah.
You know, with absolutely no core values. And it also goes back to something that I've said a number of times to you on this show and other places, is that we're so used to lying in American politics that if somebody tells the truth, sometimes we think they're crazy and that they shouldn't be elected because how stupid can you be to tell the truth?
Yeah.
How many times have you heard people say that? I like so-and-so. He tells the truth, but he's crazy.
Yeah.
I Perot, that type of thing.
Yeah, I remember him. Yes,
yeah,
right.
A great guy, but he's crazy. He tells the truth. Who wants a president or a congressman who tells the truth?
But so, Santos presented himself as a compelling political figure. It's everything is a fabrication.
Yeah, he totally designed. It's an exercise in targeting. The 3rd congressional district on Long Island is demographically composed of voters who would be totally taken by somebody with ties to the Holocaust, ties to 9/11.
Yeah,
we could talk more about that. He's totally made for that election.
Yeah, made for prime time, if you will. All right, we will continue with that. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 21 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. I think that the first and third stories on the list, I suppose two as well, one is the turmoil over who's going to be the next Speaker of the House, two is Trump and his influence, and three is this garbage man, George Santos. And so what's next? He admits to fabricating all the claims, and it's kind of like he's laughing at everybody. You were dumb enough to believe me, and I beat this other guy, Zimmerman. And so McCarthy, as you pointed out so accurately, he's not going to say anything to him because he needs his vote to get in. What a bunch of lying hypocrites. My God.
Terrible.
Come to that. Oy. Man.
Yeah, it's on display for everybody to see. And I think that a segment of the votership is getting wiser. I do. I often am cynical and say nothing changes. But I think that people are waking up. I mean, there are still really dumb people out there that are totally locked into either the left or the right, totally locked into their heroes. But I think that an increasing number of people are independent and even more so are very, very wise to this type of thing, and I think the Santos story is sealing the deal. I think that
you know what this reminds me of. As you know, I was in Israel a couple of weeks ago, and it was at the time when Netanyahu, with whom we spent a very interesting hour number of years ago.
Never found
this is a tough guy. He's put together a more conservative government than they had before, but that's not the story. The story there is that it's mayhem all the time. It's what we're witnessing in Washington with regard to McCarthy. That stuff goes on day in and day out in Israel, and I would speculate other countries who is, I think you've said, democracy is a messy business.
Yeah, and some people say that this is a sign of a healthy democracy. It goes on in Parliament. Have you ever seen the
The
Prime Minister question section? My distinguished gentleman from East London, you are a fool. You are stupid.
Yes.
You are putz.
Yes.
Can I say that on the radio?
Yeah, you can do that. So the last voting battle over a House Speaker happened 100 years ago.
I know.
And there are some
interesting.
Say again?
Remember when you and I were talking about that?
Don't rub it in, will you please, the age thing? Don't rub it in. Anyway, the problem here with all of this is the people's business is not getting done. These people are more interested in themselves than they are you. There isn't anything. The staffers can't function because there's no ability to vote, because there's no speaker to call for a vote. I was not being facetious early this week, and I just sort of under my breath suggested a little bit ago, they ought to bring back Newt Gingrich. You don't have, the Speaker of the House doesn't have to be a member of Congress. Gates suggested that Trump ought to be the Speaker of the House. Good God.
Yeah, that has been floated around for a couple of years now.
Yeah.
And that would be fun.
Yeah.
Right. not that this whole thing is there for our fun, but it would be fun.
Right. So how is this playing out with the conservative talk hosts that may or may not be?
That's the question of the day.
Yeah.
The question of the day, and I have more insight to this than probably anybody in the country, is that behind the scenes, conservative news talk radio hosts and television hosts are trying to figure out how do they navigate this choppy ocean that they're on by keeping the people that love the more radical Republican politicians, keep them happy while not having their audiences shrink to a very happy small core. In other words, what to do about Trumpism? And that conversation is raging off the air.
Yeah, and it's appropriate, and there's no answer because there's no direction, there's no leader anymore. People say, well, what's Sean Hannity going to do? What's Mark Levin?
I have answers. Yeah. Let's talk about it on the other side.
Yeah, we will.
There are answers, hopefully.
Okay, answers we have on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable, made in America. The weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheet Special.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. As powerful storms continue to drench California, a 5-year-old boy was swept away by floodwaters Monday on the state's central coast. Tens of thousands of people remain without power, and some schools are closed for the day. Brian McGrath on CNN Tuesday morning is with the Ventura County Fire Department.
Numerous rescues today, approximately 19 swift water rescue calls.
Although the rainfall has lightened up, it does not mean you can let your guard down just yet.
However, the rain on the hillsides, the rain in the mountains, that water still needs to get through those waterways and get back out to the ocean and to our reservoirs.
Football player DeMar Hamlin said he returned to Buffalo on Monday with a lot of love in his heart. Dr. William Knight in Cincinnati confirmed DeMar is doing well and this is the beginning of his next stage of recovery. George Bulldogs are the best in the land, beating TCU 65-7 last night. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, reviewing the charts for the first week of January in the year 2023. Are we getting close to in the year 20, what is that, 24, 40, what is that something?
It's pretty far off, and it's pretty far out, but we are nearing the first quarter mark of the 21st century.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Remember the Bill Clinton stuff worried about the millennium, what was going
to
happen?
The bridge to the 21st century is what he used to call his program. I'm building a bridge to the 21st century.
Hey!
Yeah,
okay.
We're at the toll gate.
You're a football fan. You're very educated, articulate when it comes to football. I don't know this, but I'm going to wonder whether you were watching the Bills-Bengals game on Monday.
I was.
So,
yes.
When Mr. Hamlin went down, what were your thoughts?
Terrible. You hate to see anybody go down. I mean, it's but the television viewing audience did not fully understand what was going on.
Nope.
Because the team surrounded the guy and gave him privacy with a human wall that surrounded the drama on the field where they were giving him CPR and resuscitating him.
Yeah.
The people in the stadium realized that, wait a second, we're watching in real time a drama playing out that will result in life or death.
Or death.
And
yeah.
And the people there, the people at the stadium, and then the announcers and the officials, and eventually the TV audience came to understand that we may have come here tonight to see somebody die. And that is very different than a broken leg, a guy being carted off because he pulls a groin muscle, or any of the even concussions, which happen regularly. It's a violent sport. It's different than the Roman Colosseum with the Christians and the lions and carting off the bodies. It's a milestone in the history of football, and it's a national psychological contradiction. I mean, are we all to blame for this because we are fans of this sport? It's the number one sport in America. Billions of dollars are tied up in the presentation of it in the media, and people care deeply about it. And then, we go through all of this. It's like politics, superficial demonstrations by the National Football League about how hard they're working to make the game safe.
Bunkum. A load of crap.
You know.
And then you wonder whether it plays back down to the NCAA with the Michigan football program being in focus this week, head coach Jim Harbaugh in focus this week, investigation for rule violations this week. It's very interesting because it plays into the new director of the NCAA, who is the former Massachusetts governor, becoming the head of the NCAA. I think that's what he... I didn't realize this job was that important, but I guess under the circumstances it is.
Oh, gosh. These jobs are very big. They get paid a lot. They have a lot of power. They're like mini governments. The NBA, yeah. The NFL, MLB, NHL. These are powerful organizations that are very complex with many, many components. Team franchise.
So how do you think
owners.
He got this job? How did he get this job, the former governor?
I don't know how he got it. Maybe connections, but I would see the governorship of a major state to be pretty
good training
experience.
Yeah.
To be a executive running a politically drenched in politics.
Yeah.
Organizations such as the NAACP. NCAA.
Yeah.
NAACP. I made the mistake. I put that in my head when you said
NAACP.
Everybody makes that mistake. It just is. Yeah. But no, NCAA. Mm.
Right. All right. Let's move into some of the other big stories that are on the list here, the charts for this week. The DNA on the knife. And some of the phone pings are what led the police to suspect this fellow who is number 8 on the list, Brian Koberger, of the murder of these University of Idaho students. What prompts somebody to be this deranged?
What prompts them to be deranged?
What
a great question.
Yeah.
Nature, nurture, who knows? Who knows why we have such a dark side to our human condition? As far as DNA and all that's concerned, anybody who watches the very successful crop of police dramas that are on television, and there are tons of them, knows that... these investigative detectives, they can find people now between camera surveillance everywhere and the National DNA Registry and DNA itself. My goodness. And forensics, I mean, they could find in a carpeting a little piece of fiber from somebody's coat. You can't get away with it with the kind of technology and know-how that investigators have today.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty amazing. All right, let's see. Bad Vlad, the Russian-Ukraine war is number 8 this week. Putin calling for a ceasefire because it's Christmas for the Orthodox, the 12 days of Christmas over, and that seems to be when the Orthodox, the Turkish, the Greek Orthodox, very important in Ukraine and in that part of Russia. So because it's Orthodox Christmas time, let's have a ceasefire. It reminds me of that song, Smokey, not Smokey, the blue, the Baron, the Red Baron.
Yeah, Snoopy and the Red Baron. When the Red Baron had Snoopy, he had him in his sights. He was about to kill him, and he said, Merry Christmas, my friend.
My friend. Right.
And they drank a toast to each other, and then they flew off to meet another day.
Yeah.
What a wonderful song.
It was a very interesting song. But that's kind of what the Russians and the Ukrainians...
Well, the Ukrainians say that Putin is full of it, and that it's completely hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. Let us honor the spirit of love and holiness until 12 o'clock tomorrow, and then let's beat each other's brains and kill babies. What kind of BS is that?
That's BS.
And these people run countries, people that murder people, people that make decisions that cause the death of innocent civilians, and these people are looked upon as leaders. Do you realize how far from being a civilized species we are?
We are so crazy. We are. Okay, so number four on the story list this week is the economy, and there are all kinds of the usual stuff from people depending on where they are, what their background is, and what they have to gain by saying things like the first 6 months are going to be rough, and then the economy is going to straighten out, but for now it's uneven, there's going to be a soft landing. There's a prediction I saw this week that over 1.5 million people lose their jobs by mid-year. So here we go back and forth through this yin-yang of, and people don't understand, because the economy was good, why did we screw it up? Right?
Well, a lot of the problems we have now are the aftermath of the shutdowns and the blow to the economy dealt by COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
And then there's the normal patterns of economic, you know, the tides of the economy come in and go out normally, and we're talking about a 3-year period.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot going on. I think that my personal opinion is the economy is going to be okay.
Yeah, it always is. It always is. Leave your money in the stock market. Don't cash out. Just leave it there. Up, down, sideways. This goes on all the time. The feds have been increasing borrowing costs for consumers. I had a loan on my farm at 5.75%. It's now 10%. How do you pay the mortgage? If the interest rate they raise the payments to twice what they were.
A rate that could change? In other words, you were subject to them just saying, Doug, it's now up 5%?
It was part of the deal, part of the loan that we took. It was the only loan that was available. So that's the kind of problem that a lot of people are having. If you don't have
to be very careful when one takes a big loan, a mortgage or any kind of payment that is subject to change.
Yep.
You're really making a very dangerous deal.
You're playing Russian roulette with yourself under
exactly.
the circumstances.
Yeah.
Michael Harris and Doug Steffen reviewing more of the items on the countdown as we continue here in the minute that we have to. We've set aside a minute for Calitrin so that you know what your healthy choice is as you begin the year. Yes, did I talk about this before? This sound like the same thing I said last year at this time and the year before that? Yep, because Calitrin has been a continuing sponsor of this program for 7 years.
Wow.
And every year, as we go into the holiday season, I say, why don't you, the best offense is a good defense, so let's get on to this program right now so you won't gain as much weight. I think the average weight gain, 14, 15 pounds. Some people say, oh, I gained 2, and they really gained 7. Whatever your story, right? I only gained 2 pounds. You're really lying to yourself because you gained 7. Uh-huh. Anyway, there are a lot of reasons for you to go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin, including understanding what the ingredients are and the way you'll lose weight, and more importantly, keep it off. It is simple, non-toxic, and it works, or your money back. That's it. Go to toploss.com. Use the Doug. You can just use, not don't D-U-G, but D-O-U-G. And you get the first of the year special, 4 months free when you buy 4 months. Check it all out. Calitrin at toploss.com. When you check out, use Doug as a checkout feature. You get free shipping as well. Calitrin loses the weight and keeps it off the natural way.
paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128, in-store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
I want to talk about the things that are at Talkers Magazine, at Talkers.com. Before I do, though, there's one thing that I do. Going back to the economy for a second, Michael, if we can.
Yeah, sure.
The jobs report just out for December shows that 250,000 more people had jobs in December than was the case in November. Hmm. The unemployment rate at this time in our country is the lowest it has been. I'm not talking about the pandemic necessarily. We're at 3.5% unemployment. That is, the average number is around 4. So if all of these things are true, why is there a problem? What do we not
the
as
problem,
average?
The problem is the politicized media and the overly weaponized politicized political parties don't want you to be happy.
Right. Thank you. Well, I'm not. So they've accomplished the goal.
No, I mean, it's all. Yeah. That's why. What did I say to you before the break? I said the economy's going to be fine. There's nothing happening.
Yeah. Okay, let's look at Talkers.com, a brand new look. For those of you who are followers of fashion and you love Michael's, it's not a magazine, it's an online subscription thing that tells you everything you need to know. Everything that's going on with the people, the shows, and stories about the hosts who are doing wonderful things or who are moving to other stations and stuff. But I'm not so interested in that info as I am looking at Talkers and seeing how you have changed.
It's pretty now. It really
is
pretty. First of all, folks, the online subscription is misleading. It's free.
Sorry.
You can go to talkers.com. It's free. Everything that we do is there. And if you want to have a daily newsletter sent to you, you can do that by filling out a thing. But there's no cost to it. And frankly,
yes.
I don't even know if you'd find it interesting because it's all inside trade stuff. But that being said, Doug is very generous with promoting it. But we have a look that it defies the horrible clutter and phony clickbait and garbage that infests modern websites today.
Yeah.
Have you noticed you can't read a story on a big-time website anymore without something jumping in and popping up? And that we don't do that.
Yep. All right, so check out the latest news about what's going on, including a station that just turned all podcast. That'd be interesting to read about. You can do it at talkers.com. Michael Harris and Doug Steffen now at 10 before the hour.
Bye.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Now at 53 after on the Good Day program, Doug Steffen here with Chuck Curry. He's been doing movie moments on this program for 3 decades and is not the least bit worse off for wear under the circumstances. He's learned a lot about being a good broadcaster, and someday he'll be able to display all the things that he's learned and do a show on his own. All right, why are we playing Batman?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. What's Batman doing?
Interesting. Oscar-winning composer Michael Giacchino, who composed the Batman score last year, did the reboot scores to Star Trek, did the score to the hit TV show Lost, and a bunch of other movies. Going to make his feature film debut. Going to helm a movie for Warner Brothers, a remake of the monster movie Them from the 1950s.
Really?
I don't remember ever hearing a successful musical composer go into directing, but it's going to happen here. He's evidently a big, huge movie fan since he was a kid. Always wanted to direct, and Warner Brothers is going to give him a shot in this monster movie remake of Them. That's a pretty good show. I like that genre a lot. Like movies like Tremors, Empire of the Ants. These fun movies. And also, I don't know if you remember the movie Arachnophobia from the 90s with Jeff Daniels and John Goodman. Blumhouse got its hands on the rights, going to remake that movie into more intense spiders. Anything other than superhero movies, Doug, I'm all for. So hopefully this opens the door to doing something different in feature for mainstream crowds.
Meanwhile, Avatar: The Way of Water has surpassed Top Gun now as a global box office phenom. Is this going to continue?
Just 22 days in theaters, Avatar has now grossed $1.5 billion worldwide. I look at this more, I got to be honest with you, I don't look at this as much as a movie, as some sort of giant video game product projected on the big screen. I know it's a movie, but I don't think that's the reason people are seeing it. It's something different. It's a different technology visually, and it's attracting a ton of people, especially non-domestically. This movie's doing phenomenally worldwide in just 22 days. I mean, that is a terrific number. It's going to blow past $2 billion.
You know, you look at the other, other than Jurassic Park, yeah, I don't think there's been another movie. This so far is the 10th biggest movie of all time. And then you look at the number, the how long it took to get here, as you're suggesting, just a few days. He says, Cameron keeps saying it was an effing expensive movie to make. Okay, pal. Yeah, we're going to hold a we'll hold a benefit in the candlelight vision, candlelight vigil for you. I still have no interest in seeing it as much as everybody has talked about it, but that's just me. Is that Tom Hanks movie coming out this weekend?
A Man Called Otto. It opens more wider this weekend, I think even wider next week. That's going to be an interesting barometer film to see how more sophisticated moviegoers, if they show up or not. Yeah. I think it'll do okay, but I got to be honest with you, Doug. From everything I see, people over the age of 50 going to movies has been
He was being interviewed a lot because he's out there promoting the movie.
Yeah.
And one of the things that he's got two Academy Awards, so he's got a great reputation.
He's had a good career,
Yeah, he's having a great career.
Well, this new movie Megan, about the animatronic, lovable but killer dancing doll. It's going to do very well. It's not going to beat Avatar this weekend, but it's going to blow past $20 million opening weekend. I think it's going to do pretty well for the next few weeks. And also, one other thing, box office was up 27% in 2022 from 2021. So things are getting better. It's just diversity in product is still way, way off. Needs a lot more product.
I thought it was interesting how in some of these interviews, as people talk to him about his career, Hanks, who's now 66, talking about the roles that he's liked in his career, Splash, for example, in Big. He's so different as an actor. He looks so different as he's matured, don't you think? Go back to Forrest.
He gave an interview not long ago, and he says he only did a couple movies that really will stand the test of time. I think he's completely iced. He's done a ton of movies. It's been one of the greatest careers of all time. Actually, he did a movie called Bachelor Party before he hit Big. That's still really good, raunchy, funny. And then he got Big. Everything from there on out, Forrest Gump obviously was a movie in his career.
I like Charlie Wilson's War, frankly. I thought that was a good one. Involving. Yeah.
Have a great weekend, Doug.
All right, Chucker. Talk to you on Monday. 59 past. This is Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.